Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Bemis likes this song.
I'm listening to the song. I'm like, what the hell is she saying?
It's indie, baby. Bemis and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited now to get to the phone lines, bring in Mark Seagraves, NBC4 reporter. Mark, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP, hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being back.
Oh, dude, we appreciate you making time. And obviously, there's big news of brewing on Capitol Hill. What's the latest with this continuing resolution to get RFK back into city control?
So I am literally sitting by my phone waiting for the call that is expected to come at any minute saying that the legislation has made its way on to that continuing resolution. The continuing resolution is a mechanism to keep government open through the end of the year that has to be passed before this Congress ends. And that is on Friday, the 20th. So the clock is literally ticking. We expected this to come out last week. We expected it again Sunday night. And now we're sitting by the phone expecting it one more time. But from talking to people on the D.C. government side of this, they are very hopeful and encouraged that it after all of the back and forth between Maryland roadblocks that they threw up, they really believe this is going to happen, and they think it's going to happen today.
That's crazy. So we heard all these crazy reports. What, at the end of the day, were the Maryland demands, and have they all been met?
So Maryland had really three big demands. One was, and I spoke to Senator Chris Van Hollen about this a few days ago. They do not want the current stadium in Prince George's County to end, if the team were to leave and to go anywhere else other than there. They don't want that stadium to look like RFK does now, right? An abandoned rust bucket, just an eyesore of unproductive land, right? And
sure.
So they wanted that assurance with some specificity, within 90 days of leaving, that you will tear it down and begin the project in coordination with Prince George's County officials to some type of a development there that would be beneficial to the community. So that was one of their big concerns. They also wanted something I think a lot of people are like, what in the world does this have to do with sports? They wanted the D.C.'s Air National Guard fighter jets. So every state has a National Guard. Maryland has an Air National Guard. D.C. has an Air National Guard. The Air Force is reconfiguring their uses for those. And in doing so, they are going to eliminate the Maryland Air National Guard's fighter jet unit, which is located up in near Baltimore. DC has its own Air National Guard, which there are no landing strips in Washington, D.C. So D.C.'s Air National Guard is actually based in Maryland at Andrews Air Force Base. And D.C. has two units. One is a transport unit. One is a fighter jet unit. Maryland wanted that fighter jet unit for themselves to continue to have their own Air National Guard. And, of course, you know, Maryland has a lot more coastline and just, you know, area, terrain to have to cover. And so D.C. was fine with that. I spoke to the mayor, didn't have any objections to that. D.C. Delegate Norton had some initial objections, but at the end of the day, she was like, fine, if they want it, they can have it, if it'll make this deal happen. And then the last, and so those two things got signed off on pretty early. Then the last hurdle that got thrown up was the Key Bridge in Baltimore, wanting federal funding for the Key Bridge in Baltimore to be paid for by the federal government in total. So those were really the three things that they wanted included in any legislation that would include RFK land going to D.C. for another 99 years. And they seem to have gotten assurances. We know that Josh Harris signed that memorandum of understanding. The Washington Post did some very in-depth, very good reporting on this. And, you know, from their reporting, we know that Josh Harris met with the governor of Maryland and agreed to all his terms. And yet, you know, when it came to what he had control over, and that was the disposition of the current stadium. And yet, Wes Moore held back on signing that MOU. It appears, and I'm not even sure if the governor signed that MOU yet, but it appears now that the Chuck Schumer, the Senate majority leader, has been satisfied that, you know, Maryland will be get what they need, D.C. will get what they need if this is included. And so the anticipation and expectation from D.C. leaders is that, you know, now it is going to happen. It will make its way onto the CR at some point, and that will get passed, and D.C. will get long-term control of the RFK campus.
See, that's I got something popped up on my phone this morning was saying that the commanders are going to invest in the Landover area, and I guess that's what that means.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you know, look, the difference between the RFK site and the Landover site, you know, it's just enormous. One, the federal government owns the land where RFK is, and, you know, it's not privately owned or could not be developed. And so by virtue of it just sitting there, there wasn't, you know, a property owner who was losing money, right? Whereas the commanders own that land out there. If they were to vacate, that would be an asset for them, right? They're, you know, any businessman is not just going to sit on an asset and let it, you know, fall apart.
Right.
And so they have every, you know, interest, fiscal interest in wanting to see something productive come of that. Because if they are going to move, you know, they're going to need funding for a new stadium.
Talking with NBC4's Mark Seagraves here. Mark's been all over this reporting with RFK working its way through Congress. You can give him a follow at Seagraves, NBC4, Segraves, NBC4. Also, some official news on this game is flexed. The Commanders just announced it. Week 17 will be Sunday Night Football, Commanders-Falcons. So, Mark, back to the RFK thing. So, by all accounts, this is going to get out of Capitol Hill. It's going to get out of federal control and turned over to the city. But one thing that I think is important is that that doesn't mean this is a done deal. What, how far down the line do you think this is, and what do you think happens next?
Right. So, you know, if you think that this was a political battle to get this far, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until it comes down to the 13 members of the D.C. Council and the mayor to try to agree on something, particularly a massive funding bill for a stadium for a billionaire team owner, right? So if they get control, if Congress does finally pass this and D.C. gets long-term control of the property there for 99 years, which is what the legislation would give D.C. control of the land for 99 years, basically a lease at no cost, which is what they have had for many years, but that current lease is set to expire. It would allow the district to develop that land in any way that they want to. So on that note, all 13 members of the council and the mayor are in agreeance, right? They want control of that land because it's 174 acres of riverfront property with a metro stop, right? So they, you know, they want to develop that like they've developed the rest of the waterfront along the Anacostia and Potomac River throughout D.C. And so on that, they will agree. Whether or not there should be a football stadium, that will be the huge battle. You know, Chairman Mendelson has not committed to that. Charles Allen, who lives in that neighborhood, has said that he's against, you know, public funding for another stadium in D.C., especially at a time where D.C. is facing a massive budget deficit going into the next few years, you know, canceling programs. So it's going to be very difficult for politicians to say, hey, we want to spend X millions of dollars building this stadium, but oh, by the way, we're cutting the circulator bus, we're cutting, you know, daycare funding, we don't have enough police officers on the streets, you know, all these other quality of life and really serious issues that aren't getting funded. And so that's going to be the battle. And it is definitely not a done deal once they get this thing through Congress.
It's not a done deal,
but the battle will just begin.
When they were doing all the stuff with the basketball team, they didn't have money either. All of a sudden they showed up with some money. And I believe this group right here might have more money than a basketball team group does. I think they would be willing to put some of their own money into it. I think a lot of this stuff is grandstanding to me.
Well, you know, I will say the grandstanding is a big part of politics and a big part of real estate. And so, yes, a lot of that is going on. The team will definitely have to put up some money. I mean, it's just a question of how much the team wants to put up. What other, you know, Josh Harris has basically said he wants the team to play in D.C., right? That's where he grew up.
Yep.
You know, that's where he went to the games. He wants it back at that location. He has, you know, very fond memories of that, as do so many of us. And so, but he's still a businessman, right? So he's going to want to get the best deal for his company and for his team. And so, you know, it is actually, I think, almost 1 year to the week that Ted Leonsis and Governor Youngkin made the announcement that the Wizards and Caps were going to move to Virginia. And you saw how that played out over the past year, and some people overplaying their hands, you know, politically wise in that. And then here we are, you know, I believe later this week, the mayor and Ted Leonsis will have another event signing the legislation giving them that money to rebuild Capital One Arena, which now the city will own. The city will end up owning that building. They already own the land.
That's still crazy.
There's a lot of, you know, they figure out different ways to do this. But, you know, one of the funding mechanisms, there could be a couple of funding mechanisms that would help district politicians say, look, we're going to do this in a way that it's not going to cost taxpayers any money, which is how they tried to position when they built the baseball stadium. Baseball stadium was built using what is called the baseball stadium tax. And that tax is still being charged. I believe it's on the top 500 corporations like Pepco in D.C. And they've been paying that tax. And that tax is set to sunset shortly after the bonds are all paid off that built the stadium. Well, they could just keep that tax in place and then be able to legitimately say, we're not going to raise anybody's taxes to do this because they'll use this revenue from a tax on businesses that already exist that was set to go out and sunset, but now they'll just keep it in place for another few decades to pay off a new stadium. The other possibility is that they partner with a private developer in some type of public-private partnership where the developer says, hey, you know, you let me build all this residential and retail and, you know, a little mixed-use community, low-income housing here along the river, and I'll build you a stadium at the same time. And so there are different things at play, different ways that they could try to fund this, but that is going to be the next battle. And I'm telling you, I went through this with the baseball stadium years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was, you know, it was a circus. It was an absolute circus.
I don't know. We're talking with our friend Mark Seagraves from NBC4. He's been covering the city and Capitol Hill and all of it for many years. He knows how the sausage gets made. I don't know if this is a question, so I'm just going to perhaps make a statement here. The great cities of the world tend to have great stadiums, and in turn tend to have tremendous events. Is it obvious enough to the city council and the people involved that this isn't just about 10 football games a year? This is about
far more
potential Olympic bids and Final Fours and Super Bowls and WrestleMania, but Taylor Swift, U2, like whatever else could happen back downtown. Does everybody understand the scope to all this?
They do, and you know, now you are channeling your inner Jack Evans, the former D.C. council member.
Who was indicted by the feds, right?
Never indicted.
Okay.
Undefeated and unindicted. but he did step down because there were ethical problems that he ran into. Yes, you're somewhat remembering that.
Every time I talked to him, he was awesome.
His very, very pro-sports teams, and that's his mantra, is that big cities, international cities, have sports teams, and the only franchise we don't have right now is the NFL. And so, and that's, you know, the NFL wants it for the same reason, right? That's the other part of this equation. The NFL wants a team in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital, right? And so there is that cachet, and yes, the, you know, Olympics, Super Bowl, bigger concerts, all of that stuff, you're correct. And the city realizes it's about more than just 10 games a year, as you correctly put it. And so they're keenly aware of that. But at the same time, and you can get an expert to read the economics of this any way that you want, but, you know, the area would thrive without a stadium. If the city gets control of it and develops it, it will become a hub unto itself with or without a stadium there. And so I think economic benefit-wise, you know, is not necessarily the best argument. That cachet argument that you make about us being an international stage and being able to host things, you know, like international events and the Super Bowl and all these, you know, top shelf events that we would like to be known for, it is certainly not lost on the D.C. Council. But I would also say, you know, a lot of people are leery of the Olympics, right? There aren't a lot of jurisdictions that'll tell you, oh, the Olympics were the best thing that ever happened to this city, right? I mean, because it creates a lot of strife and division and gentrification, and you know, a lot of baggage comes with trying to build up an Olympic village.
Yeah.
And so
I get the Olympic stuff, especially as they go to more developing nations that spend all this money to build stuff that then goes unused. I think
did it get used here?
I think for DC with the Olympics specifically, you probably have 75% of the infrastructure built, right? Like you've got all these different venues. What you lack is the big famous stadium. Like to my point, Mark, the World Cup's coming to the U.S. in 2026. And they're not playing a single game in the nation's capital. That's just embarrassing.
Which is the problem.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we have a big soccer community here,
right,
too. And
totally.
So, again, with a stadium that was also built in this public-private, you know, economy. And so these are all things that are going to be hashed out if we get over this hurdle on Capitol Hill this week. And then, you know, if we don't, then we have to, you know, that's the other question. If it doesn't make it into congressional approval this year, and we have to wait and we come back next year with a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican president, some people in the city, some of the mayor's advisors believe that's actually advantageous to D.C., that a Trump administration and Republicans would be much more friendlier to doing this deal and making this happen. You know, I will tell you,
really?
When RFK was first built, you know who the contractor was who built RFK Stadium? It was the federal government. So, yeah, it's not like they haven't built their own stadium before. And so you could see a scenario, even though Josh Harris has said it has to happen this year for his timeline. He can't wait until next year to figure out whether DC's in the running or not. if he feels like it could happen under a Republican administration, and it does, it could take on a different type of dynamic, but still happen then. So
that's wild.
You know,
I'll
wait and see.
Isn't that how they got the then Redskins to integrate? Was they built this stadium and said, you guys can't play here until you have black players?
Like that is that is correct. They were not going to build, and I'm just trying to remember if it was the Senators or the football team that was mandated for.
No, because the Redskins had this old racist owner, this dude George Preston Marshall. That was like
it made him
do right.
it.
Well, yeah. And you'll remember his statue sat out in front of RFK.
That's true.
For many, many, many years, it was defaced. A few years back, and then by protesters for that very reason, and it was finally taken down.
Wow.
Mark, but look, you know, let's not forget the Senators in the early days playing at Griffith Stadium. Clark Griffith was not going to win any Humanitarian of the Year awards from the NAACP either. So,
crazy, man.
You know, yeah.
What a
All
world.
Right, man.
Mark,
appreciate you, Mark.
Appreciate it, man. Such a wealth of knowledge, dude. Thank you.
Anytime. I really appreciate being here, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.
It's our guy, Mark Seagraves. Give him a follow at SeagravesNBC4. We got a lot of news. Game got flexed. RFK might be happening. I'm going to say it. I'm going to speak it into existence.
It's happening.
Same thing I did with the damn flex game. It is happening. Nobody go anywhere. All right, let's defend PFF for a second.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Highest rated rookie in the NFL after 15 weeks, that would be Jaden Daniels. That's correct. There's no contest about Jaden Daniels.
I knew that before they said anything. I'm still mad at him.
Now, here's something that is new. This is a change. This is a departure from the norm. Wendy joins us, as she does every Tuesday, for Wendy Knows Sports.
Hi, guys.
And Wendy said
said she wasn't ready today. She was ready. She came with a hair dunker. She knows you're going to put you on the screen.
Wendy said she... In the last 5 minutes, Wendy just told us she was both ready and not ready. She ignored Jeff's text message, which I support. I generally ignore Jeff's text message.
I didn't see his text message.
That's fine. But you came to us with a sports
story.
Want to
talk about something.
Yes.
And the way you said is, I want to talk about that boy.
Yep.
Okay.
Really that girl that hang out with that boy.
So yeah. We have since deciphered some of what you mean. You're upset with, do you know who the player's name is?
No.
Do you know what award he won where you saw the reaction that had you upset?
The Heisman?
Yeah, all right. So Travis Hunter is the fella's name. Yeah. He's a really good player. You're upset about his girlfriend's behavior. Do you know what position Travis Hunter plays?
Nope.
Do you know what college he went to?
Nope.
Do you know who his college coach was?
Nope.
Have you heard of Deion Sanders?
Yes.
That's his
Got it.
All right, so now you know it's Deion, and you know it's Travis Hunter. Can you think of the college?
No.
They have mountains. They have mountains.
Snow.
That's a lot of places.
Snow, though. You go
Colorado?
Yeah. Bam. All right. I'll turn it over to you now, because
yeah,
we watched
this
video the other day. Yeah. You tell us what happened and what upset you.
So I watched the video. And I believe she was upset about just sitting there. And her comment was, do I just have to sit here? And
this is at the Heisman Trophy presentation, correct?
Okay. We'll have no award for you, ma'am.
So they said it was two incidents. They said one was the trophy presentation where I think Deion Sanders told her that she needed to stand up or something like that.
When the mom,
told her that she needed to stand up. And then the last one was he was meeting with fans and was like taking pictures and signing autographs and things like that. And she was like bored. But
you have to understand, she is not the damn focal point.
Correct. And now she sort of kind of is because she made herself the focal point. But if I was his mom, she would have to go.
Well, I heard a lot of people say that one.
She would have to go.
His mom said she has to go?
No, I was saying if I was his mom, she would have to go because you're a problem already.
Can I say, I don't know that I should say what I'm about to say, but
you
what
probably
the hell?
Should.
You only live once. She's not hot enough for all this.
First of all, I don't think if you're hot enough, you're hot enough for all of this.
Correct.
The thing you got to understand, no. I hate when people choose someone of that caliber or even a doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to work tonight? Mm-hmm. He's a damn doctor. Yes. And if it's vice versa, if it's a woman that's a doctor or a woman that's a celebrity and a guy got a problem all the damn time, get to stepping.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The whole problem is people want somebody, but then when they get with them, they want to change them.
Yep.
Who do you want? You just want the aura or you want the actual person?
I got to be honest. I don't really care about this, but it made me care more that you were bothered by it. Wendy's clearly bothered by it.
Bruh, listen,
it's the first
Jay,
sports story Wendy's ever brought to us.
There are some things when you see, I've been in this arena here
sure.
for a long time. And when I see people walk into it, I know that they're going to be a problem off the bat. But I'm cool. I let guys handle your own business. That's what you chose, just you choose. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be rather quickly. I say, bruh, could have told you that before. Man, why you didn't say nothing then? I ain't always have that choice.
It's not your spot.
It's not my spot. But you know, if you ask me the question, I will tell you. But I'm letting you know, that one right there is a problem.
He got to go through his return of the Mac phase. I believe all men go through that in their life.
Please expand on this theory.
Right.
You don't listen to the lyrics of Return of the Mac?
Return of the Mac.
You lied to me. Sometimes I said that I love you. You lied to me. Yo, look, you could tell this is probably the first woman of that kind. That's probably his baddest girl he ever had.
He's been with her since high school, so that's like his only girlfriend.
That's what it is.
But she claimed he wasn't her type. He wasn't her type. When did he become your type? When you realize he about to make some meals?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro, it's a lot of crap out there. And guys got to listen, dudes, stop being caught up. Multiple people out there. And you're going to be somebody that's going
to
be
a lot of fish in
not
the sea,
as good
Travis.
Looking that will not give you
baby,
many problems.
Baby, when you broke my
She's
heart.
She's a problem. She
and I
go.
Had to go.
Damn,
dude.
Wendy going hard. She's a problem. She has to go.
Wow.
I will be honest, and I'm not going to name names here, but I have seen, and I was weirdly texting about that. Why are you going to highlight that, Jeff?
What?
Commandante Tequila making comments, and it's one thing for the comments.
He's shooting his shot.
I didn't see it.
Do you want to see it?
Thank you.
he said you look good.
Yeah. He did.
And tell him that. Yeah, yeah.
And look at her cheesing though.
I will say
she's cheesing.
It does seem like Wendy did her hair for Wendy Knows Sports.
No, my hair was done at the Christmas. My hair's been done since I got my hair done the night before our Christmas party, which was last Thursday.
Was Jeff drunk at the Christmas party?
Yes.
I would have told you that.
We were downstairs singing karaoke after the Christmas party.
My invite was lost.
yeah, purposely.
No, I had to work, dude. I had to work.
We all had to work.
Wendy, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this Travis Hunter stuff. Who do you think should be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft?
I don't know. I didn't know the man. I didn't know his name.
Yeah, right.
But you know he was dealing with a problem.
Correct.
Can you name another player on his team?
No. I didn't even know what team he played for.
But he plays for Deion.
Deion's son played for the team, so what's one of them named?
Deion.
Deion's son.
Well, Deion didn't play. Deion is the one that does
all of these. Wait, isn't his son named after him?
Deion Jr. does the stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Shadour and
the cameras.
Jeff, what did
Shadour and the other one, they played.
Yeah, she doesn't know Shadour. There's no way she knows the other one. Is that Shiloh, maybe?
Yeah.
Jeff, what was the question you wanted me to ask her about cooking?
I said, do she know who Cooking with Kaya is?
Do you know who Cooking with Kaya
is? On TikTok, I heard that. Yes.
Yeah, I love Cooking with Kaya.
I heard that.
I have no idea what that is.
You need to go look it up. Cooking with Kaya.
I got an NBC phone, man. I'm worried. I don't know what you're sending me to do here. There's been some big news just officially in the last half hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what flex scheduling is?
Yes.
What is it?
It means they can change the schedule, right?
Yeah.
Or like update it.
What scheduling news just happened in the last half hour? This actually affects you.
Yes, it does.
It affects the whole station.
It affects the whole station?
Our station that we both work at, that all of us here work at. Jeff, Landfill, B, Heavy Metal Chris, everybody.
And it
was a scheduling change. I bet this is on even your Instagram. Maybe even TikTok.
The Commanders game?
Yes. Which game?
Oh, Lord.
So they have three games left.
Okay.
The Eagles this weekend, the Falcons the following weekend, and then the Cowboys.
They're supposed to play the Cowboys Christmas Eve, right?
No.
Nope.
No?
Just no.
No.
Yeah, she don't know that one for real.
The Cowboys is the last game of the year. Okay. I think it's January 5th.
Okay.
But, you know, it's
close.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
The Falcons game is going to be flexed to Sunday Night Football.
What was it supposed to be?
It was TBD. It was never clear where it was going to be. Do you know who the Falcons quarterback is?
No.
He used to play here. He started here for a while. He's probably
like that?
You like that?
You remember anybody saying that?
I remembered it, but I don't remember who said it.
So if your aunt has a kid, what is that person to you?
Cousin? Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah! Well done, B. Well done.
That was a good context clue.
Who do you think is going to win Rookie of the Year in the NFL?
I don't even know who the rookies are.
Let's
Jaden?
Yeah! Now we're talking.
Okay.
What's that?
You got to just, like, think a little bit. I bet you know most of the answers.
Yeah, dude.
She
get overwhelmed when you actually ask for that. What? She started thinking about everybody's name instead of one
Correct.
Person.
Correct.
Commander Tequila is offering to take you to a comedy club.
No, thank you.
Jupe also said every time he comes on, every time you come on, Wendy, he sneezes. I want you.
We're not going to listen. We're going to cancel Wendy Knows Sports if it continues like this. All right? We're going to cancel that.
When did say you chill out, JP?
All right, maybe. Yo, if Wendy wants shooters to shoot, that's fine. I'm not here to gatekeep.
I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. Wendy,
Jeff shaking his head no at me.
You work Wizards games, correct?
Yes.
The Wizards, I believe, have played 22 games.
Can you confirm that? And they've won three.
Whoa!
She shut you down, Jay.
Yo, you were all over that one.
Yeah.
How many games have the Commanders won? It's their most wins.
Nine.
Whoa! Where'd that? You pulled that. How?
I guess.
Do you think the Wizards will win more games this year
No.
than the Commanders?
No.
They play 82.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
She's paid attention to sports enough to know that.
I work that. Wizards games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I work some Wiz games too.
No.
Wendy, as always, just a tremendous stuff, asset Wendy. To the program.
Thanks.
Help yourself to a cookie.
Thanks. I don't.
Now, so eat sweets.
Is your mom listening? Because apparently your mom likes to make sweets.
No, my mom is not listening. But I learned at Thanksgiving that one of my cousins actually listens, but he didn't know that it was me.
Oh, so now
what's his name?
His name is Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
What kind of cookies your mom make? She make macadamia?
So my mom usually makes chocolate chip,
oatmeal.
What's up with this coconut cake you're talking about?
She makes coconut cake.
Let's get some of that.
White chocolate and macadamia. For sure.
I can
I'm
ask
trying to
her.
Throw a suggestion
okay,
out there. That's my favorite cookie of all.
I will throw that suggestion to her.
Well, I'm suggesting coconut cake.
You want the coconut cake.
I'll bring in whole milk. You got to have whole milk to eat coconut cake.
Okay.
All right. Wendy, thank you. Anything you want to point people to? Your Instagram, your Twitter, your TikTok?
No, I said my Instagram is private for a reason.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'm
going to
find it out. I'm gonna put it on my story. I'll let y'all know.
We got to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
It's just so well done every week. Every week, Lanvo. To go from Wendy Knows Sports right into Skynyrd singing Tuesday's Gone as our Tuesday show is gone. Hard to beat. Hard to beat that. Production of the highest quality. Speaking of production of the highest quality, nobody stays on top of the bets like our guy, Jeff Walker. Let's hit it. Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
Jeffrey.
All right, so JP, you sitting at 0-1. Landini, you're sitting at 0-1.
How was it not 6?
It was 5.5, and you said it on radio.
Yeah.
Every damn time you met. This dude is amazing.
It was
he
six.
Always speaks on what something is, then the next day try and change it.
It was 6.
It was 5.5, brother.
It was 5.5.
Leville, you had it at 6?
No, y'all didn't.
It was 5.5.
Do you need me to pull up the audio?
A whole giant portions of the country had it at
well,
6.
They bet on something that, on guarantee it wasn't on the one that we used.
Yo, I honestly, I think it was 6.5. I don't think it was ever 5.5.
It was 5.5.
It was 5.5, bro.
Dude, I'm looking at it right here.
Dude, I'm playing the audio right now.
Play it.
Well, it's not going to come across y'all's.
I know score had
I'm not even trying to do a bit. Yeah, like, score, I'm showing
score,
you.
Score had that 5.5 just like they normally have it at, what you call it, with, what's the name, FanDuel. We never
suspect.
Spoke 6.5 at all.
All right, I lost.
It was 5.5 because I took them 5.5 and I took the Vikings -7.
The Raiders are so bad that they miss an extra point for a cover.
Yep.
That's a bad team.
When it happened last night, nobody said, damn, I'm going to change his number to 6.5.
I tweeted out, damn, a lot of people are going to be real mad. All right, who wants what tonight? We got any locals tonight? Caps play tonight in Chicago.
They play in Chicago?
I'm taking West Virginia in the Frisco Bowl.
We got college football starting tonight?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where you been, bro?
That's tomorrow.
Tuesday night.
I was about to take James Madison.
I'm also taking Scotty and Rory, although I can't find a line.
Team Scotty and Rory over.
I'm taking Scotty and Rory. I don't care what the line is. It's not going to be -300. I know that for a fact. Minus 200. It won't be that.
Give me Drexel over Howard.
Huh? Drexel over Howard.
Drexel over Howard? What the hell?
Basketball.
You just jump over there? All right, we got one game tonight.
Clemson, South Carolina in hoops tonight. Florida, UNC.
What is the money line for OKC and Milwaukee?
Hold on.
I ask why?
Minus 205 for OKC.
Give me OKC minus 4.5.
It's 5.
Yo,
right, 5.
George Mason taking on Duke in college hoops. Does Maryland ever play basketball anymore? I feel like I keep looking and I never find them. Maybe it's finals over there or something?
I don't know.
I'm going to go heads up against Landfill. I'm going to take Memphis, lay in the 6. Go Tigers.
Let's go, Landfill.
Caps Blackhawks, 8:30 tonight. A lot of news today. Looks like RFK is taking steps forward. The Week 17 game against the Falcons officially flexed to Sunday Night Football. And Rappaport had it first. The Commanders signed veteran tight end Tyree Jackson to their practice squad. You can read what you want about Tyree Jackson, but that sure seems to tell me that doesn't seem great for Zach Ertz's concussion. Tyree Jackson,
a little tough to deal with, so you gotta.
What's that?
The way he went back down when he came up.
Yeah, man,
it's gonna be a hard one.
Tyree Jackson is huge. Played quarterback, I believe, at Buffalo in college. 6'7", 250, big fella. Been both with the Eagles and with the Giants. I would expect Colson Yankoff might actually move up to the active roster, but we got time to figure all that stuff out. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to our guy, Barstool Nate. Thank you to Mark Seagraves. And thank you to Wendy Knows Sports. Grant and Danny and that crew are back in studio after what sounded like a hellish,
rough
travel night. Let them tell you the story, but they're all here. They're ready to rock. They're coming on next. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a beer.